Hey everybody, it's Sharice again. I wanted to talk about contrarians, if I might. A contrarian is a person who opposes or rejects popular opinion. Okay. They go against, you know, current or popular practices. Okay, that's as defined by Merriam-Webster, okay? And so, I think that's great. I actually am a person who encourages people to question status quo or popular opinion. And really, I encourage people to think independently and think about what they think about and why they believe what they believe. Where is it rooted from? I think it stands to have a lot more, meaning our perspectives, our beliefs, a lot more investigation than we tend to give it. We tend to get into believing a certain way based on the families that we've grown up in and what we've been told by our parents and our grandparents and our uncles and aunts and our teachers and our pastors and people of influence in our lives as we grow into adulthood. So I do encourage people to be independent thinkers and be a contrarian if it happens that you are contrarian, that you are, that you believe and you take a stance for something that is against popular belief, then so be it. However, I think that there's a difference between excavating your own thoughts, your own perspectives, your own beliefs, and finding the root of why you believe in what you believe. There's a difference between that and then just being contrarian for entertainment's sake or to what I call a kind of poke at people. I see it and hear it a lot on social media. People will... You know, it's just, I want to be the opposite. And you kind of pick it up in your spirit. You're just the opposite because you want to be the opposite. Or you are, sometimes a contrarian can turn into a negative Nelly, I think. Someone who, they're looking to be the opposite. Oh, you said the sky is blue. Well, actually, technically, it's actually this or it's actually that, or, you know, just want to argue for argument's sake, want to go against popular opinion just because it'll make them stand out a little bit more. It will draw attention to them. So those people I find to be actually very annoying. I'm intrigued by people who are contrarians and can articulate very clearly their stance, why they believe and what they believe. And also, I think the skill is in communicating your stance without demeaning someone else. Taking your stance and your position without name calling, without demeaning or tearing down someone else's perspective. And that type of person, that type of contrarian, I can respect and I can listen to. The other one that's being contrarian just to be a booty, I dismiss. Because that type of contrarian really doesn't know the art of conversation, doesn't know the art of listening. And so I don't have much to say to that person. Just something to put out there and think about. Don't always go with the flow. Don't always go with the crowd, I guess, would be the more accurate way to say that. Question things. Absolutely. Offer your opinion, even if it's not the popular opinion. But also be open and learn the art of conversation. Learn the art of stating your stance and sharing your perspective without tearing down someone else's point of view and perspective. Until next time, this is Charisse. I'll talk to you soon.